to meet our guests of honor. Ladies and gentlemen, AC/DC.
That thunder from down under that grabs you in the lower 40 and gives you the second most satisfying surge that can run through your body. There is no greater purveyor of that power chord than AC/DC.
G'day, Triple M. This is Angus Young from AC/DC. You're about to hear our brand new album in full from start to finish. This is Power Up.
Hey, this is Becca. We are celebrating a brand new AC/DC album. Power Up is finally out there. A new chapter in the band AC/DC, formed in Sydney in 1973. They were going to be the biggest band to ever come out of Australia, selling over 200 million albums. Back in Black alone sold over 50 million and is the second highest selling album of all time. This band came from the brink, but they are back. Brian is back on vocal. You got Cliff back on bass. Of course, Phil Rudd is back. Who else could you have on drums? And we're very happy to say we've got Angus Young here with us to celebrate the release of Power Up. Angus, how are you?
Good, Becca. It's been a busy time doing a lot of interviews and stuff. It's been good.
What's it been like driving around Sydney and hearing the song on Triple M?
Yeah, that's good, yeah. It's good because you get in the car and my wife puts on the radio and then out it comes. And it's good. It has that effect. Cuts through the wash. You put on an AC/DC track, it just cuts through the wash.
And I think for any AC/DC fan, it's just so special to know that the band is back together, you know, at the end of the Rock or Bust tour. It really was Rock or Bust. And then back in the studio.
Yeah.
But what was it like, you know, wrapping up that tour at the end of 2016 and then I guess the uncertainty of where next?
I didn't really myself think that it was like the end of AC/DC, because I always knew there's something that I'd be doing anyhow, you know, that would probably include AC/DC. You come off the road and you're kind of tired. It was a bit of a long tour, but we got it done, and that was probably the last leg was probably, you know, the hardest, but we got through it. Then it was just a case of a break. I thought, well, you know, now's a good time to start. I'll just do some work. So just get in my little studio and start putting together tunes and ideas. And then I thought, well, maybe I should go back and because there's a lot of tracks Malcolm and myself had done over the years. And I just thought, well, I'll go back through those. Usually what happens is whenever we did record an album, you used what was the current tracks you were working on at that time. So you would use the most current. A lot of times we had a lot of tracks that we had done before, good song tracks that we'd never, you know, we wanted to get them down, but we never got around to. So I thought this was the best time to start going through a lot of them. And then it was a case of, okay, I've nearly got it all together.
This is track one on Power Up, Realize. Triple M hanging out with Angus Young. Triple M celebrates Power Up, now out from AC/DC. That's track one, Realize. And we've got Angus Young hanging out with us now. Angus, tell us about how this all began, especially with Brian Johnson's hearing problems.
I knew that Brian, he'd been working with hearing specialists. He was trying out, they were using him, I think, a bit of a guinea pig, but he was happily, he was having a lot of good results. So, and for him, it was all new stuff. So I was getting constant updates about how he was doing with that. So that was good. He was getting a lot of positive vibe about that. And Cliff, he had said at the end of the tour, because I said, if I'm doing anything, you want me to give you a yell? And he said, yeah, give me a yell. You know, everyone getting in contact and everyone was eager to be part of the project. So that was a good thing. And also Phil and my nephew Stevie. So that's how basically it all come together. Okay, pick a studio. Where do we want to record it? And Brendan O'Brien, he was eager to be on board too. So everything come together really. It was relatively, you know, just a matter of everyone communicating. And
I would have loved to have been a fly on the wall with those conversations because, you know, to ring Brian and say, hey, what are you doing? Are you okay? Let's get the band back together.
Yes.
It kind of was like that.
It was really a case of everyone knew that and everyone wanted to be on board with it. And it was a fitting thing also, you know, for you know, Malcolm, a tribute for Mal. It all come together really smoothly, I thought.
And what was it like, you know, getting the album out of the way? You were about to push it out in 2020 and COVID-19 happened. Yeah. In February, you were filming the clip and it was ready to go out. And what was it like then getting back in and doing some jamming?
Yeah, well, Brian, he wanted to test it out in, a full live situation. So, you know, and he insisted, he said, no, we'll get the full AC/DC, the walls of amps and everything. He wanted the whole unit in there. And we started and he was over the moon, you know. He kept saying, you know, he was driving, he was pumping us all along, you know. We've got to do that, Trent, we've got to do it. So he was really eager to do it, and he enjoyed, you know, playing the old stuff again. But he also really wanted to, okay, let's get into newer tracks.
Track two on Power Up is Rejection. This is Triple M, spending an hour with Angus Young from AC/DC. Track two off Power Up, Rejection. Power Up is out now, AC/DC's 17th album. You can get it, you can stream it, and get the box set as well. We're here hanging out with Angus Young. And so what is your favourite song on the album? I mean, you know, you've got Realise, which is just the perfect track one. You got Rejection, track two. Shot in the Dark, the single, which needs no introduction. And you got to have a favourite. It's hard to pick a favourite.
Well, I love Shot in the Dark because for me it's, you know, it's just a good rock and roll vibe about it, straight ahead. And it's what AC/DC does very well. I can be biased. I like them all. So,
It's got that great guitar solo as well, you know, towards the end, and that's a big highlight. I can tell you now, Triple M club members have already, after having it on for 2 weeks or 3 weeks, it's already our number one song.
Yeah.
And that's a no-brainer.
Yeah. That's very good. What we'll do is put a fence around it now and don't let it go any there. Because after one, there's only one other place you can go, as Mal would say. Malcolm used to always say, it's best to be in the top five or so, you know? If you're in the top five, he said, because you've got somewhere to go. If you get to number one, you've only got one place to go.
This is Shot in the Dark. This is Triple M hanging out with Angus Young from AC/DC. Track four on the album Power Up, that is Through the Mists of Time, and it's a little bit different too. This is Becco hanging out with Angus Young. And Angus, tell us about what happened in February. So you got together to film the clip. You then went into the studio to do some rehearsals, and I guess the plan was to maybe go out on the road. Is that true?
We'd all spoken together, and we were going to actually go and do some shows live. We were going to do that. It was all positive. Everyone was raring to go. So what we were going to do is just have a quick break and then decide what we would physically do. Would we do something small, something big? And so we were working out the logistics, and everyone went home for a little bit, and then everyone's home and just getting relaxed and everything, and then boom, you've got the big pandemic-y thing comes along, and so everywhere went in a lockdown. And at first, I think people thought it'd be quite short. So that threw a curve on even, you know, for the record company putting the album out. It was a case of them coming back to us when it was the best time, they thought.
Did they say that now is a great time because it feels like everyone needs a AC/DC album in 2020?
Yeah, they said it'd be good, you know, and we're depending on them because they know the situation in each country in the world.
You were saying earlier, it is dedicated to Mal, just like Back in Black was dedicated to Bon.
Yeah, to Bon, yeah.
And so many of these songs, they were left over from the Black Ice sessions, is that right?
Yeah, before we went to do Black Ice, we'd had quite a lot of years off, and between that and the previous album, we had boxes of stuff with us, and first sat down with Brendan O'Brien, and he said, let's hear what you got. You know, he was liking everything, what we brought in that was just, the current stuff. So, you know, we kind of settled, okay, he's happy with that.
Out of the blocks with track one, Realise, that is a big wake-up, I guess, for a lot of people because you hear that, and Brian's vocals are as strong as they have ever been. The band are as tight as they've ever been. The guitars, Phil, the unsung hero as well. You know, it's so good to have Phil on drums, and you notice it. Phil is the greatest drummer in the world.
Well, Phil is pure magic, because me and him go way back to the early days. Phil's just one of those people. He just plays. He plays that way so naturally. You know, whenever you're putting together a song or even he immediately picks up on it straight away. I've got the beat. I know the groove, you know.
We'll have more with Angus Young from AC/DC after this, celebrating a release of Power Up. This is Kick You When You're Down, track 5 on the album on Triple M. Track 5 on Power Up, that's Kick You When You're Down. Celebrating a new album from AC/DC. It is out now. Power Up. Get it. Stream it. Download it. And this is Becco hanging out with Angus Young from AC/DC. Now, let's talk about Back in Black, the highest selling rock album of all time. 50 million albums. Second only to Michael Jackson's Thriller.
The stars aligned with that album. I mean, you know, first of all, Brian Johnson. I mean, do you remember playing with Geordie and I think it was Checkers in Sydney? You know, do you remember that gig?
I knew that he had a good voice. You know, Bon was saying, you know, he remembered one night there was he was looking and he heard his loud howling and screaming and everything, and he saw this guy kind of on his knees, you know, rolling around on the stage, and he thought, yeah, this is exciting. And then afterwards, he said, yeah, and he goes. And I thought it was one of the best acts I saw of a front guy on a stage, you know, going berserk, screaming. And he said, it wasn't until I found out later the poor guy had appendicitis.
You were demoing the Back in Black song. That was sort of the first song you were working on before Brian got the job. Is that right? And, you know, Brian came down and did his audition and you realized that Brian could hit those vocals. You know, he suited that song.
Yeah, well, I knew he had the register. You could hear it in his voice, cutting edge to his voice. And plus he sung like Rosie. He'd done those at the rehearsal. And he did a great version of, you know, the way he did Highway to Hell. And it was just, he had the register to, you know, he had that vocal ability to do it. And it's, you know, I mean, it's a pretty powerful, you know, when we're cranking up, it's a powerful sound. And to get above that is, you know, you got to have the tool. So.
We'll have more with Angus Young after this. And this is track 6 on the album, Witch's Spell, Triple M, hanging out with Angus Young from AC/DC. Track 6, Witch's Spell, Triple M celebrating the release of new AC/DC. The album is Power Up. Still selling, you know, over 200 million albums in the lifetime, and, you know, Back in Black was over 50 million. Yes. And yes. That must have been a surprise, by the way, when the first charts started coming through with Back in Black, because you probably went in not with massive expectations. You know, you weren't sure where you're going to stand. And then they started feeding you the charts, and it was astronomical.
We'd actually started touring. We'd gone in and started touring, especially in, I think, in the US. And, it was positive in the beginning, but we were touring. And then it was really after we finished touring, a few months later, and it was actually here. I was home here, and we were going to actually start, we were going to kick off touring here the next year. And a lot of our crew were coming in into Sydney at the time. And one of the guys, our tour manager, and we had been up in Albert's and in their little offices, and he was there. He said, "You, the album's just done 1.5 million." That was right, just 1.5 million. And I said, "Oh yeah, that's." I was really excited. I said, "That's really good, yeah." And he said, "You don't understand, Dang." He says, "That's just in Los Angeles alone." He said, "You've still got the rest of the country coming in." That floored me a bit.
The band gave us a bit of a teaser on this one a couple of weeks ago. This is track 7, "Demon Fire." Triple M celebrates the release of AC/DC's "Power Up" with Angus Young. Track 8 of "Power Up," "Wild Reputation." This is Triple M hanging out with Angus Young from AC/DC. You know, was it good therapy in a way to do all this? Like it would have been hard losing your brother and the leader of the band, and it would have been a great way to get on with things.
Yeah, it's all, you know, it is the heart, you know, I mean, there's a big hole there. It is good therapy. Malcolm was always so practical in how he approached things. even from when we started as a band and all the way through our career, yeah. He was the same even when with Bon, you know, because at the time we were working, you know, putting together tracks for which was going to become the Back in Black album. You know, after Bon's tragedy, it was like Malcolm, you know, after a few weeks called me up and said, well, let's not just sit around moping and stuff. Maybe we should just get back and do what we were doing and help us get through and not think of anything, just concentrate on doing those songs again. Yeah. So that's what we did, and it got us through. And it's the same with this.
We'll have more with Angus Young after this and find out why he's back in Sydney. This is Triple M hanging out with Angus Young from AC/DC. That's track 9, No Man's Land. Power Up is out now, AC/DC's 17th album. You can get it, you can stream it, and get the box set as well. We're here hanging out with Angus Young.
We are one of our favourite bands, and I think we're all so proud that, you know, you come out of Burwood, Ashfield, and, you know, you've taken on the world, and Sydney has a great connection with you and the band.
Yeah, and I loved it. I always loved Burwood, you know. And Mal, we always love you. I mean, it's funny, there was so much we could do there growing up. When I think of it, how we found out even things, you know, that was going on in the world music-wise, and you weren't hearing so much mainstream, you know, especially Malcolm and myself being guitar lovers, you know.
So you're listening to a lot of that stuff as well, like Little Richard?
I was lucky, you know. You got everything in my family from Little Richard, Buddy Holly, a few Elvis tracks. So there was quite a mix in our family.
We're spending an hour with Angus Young from AC/DC. This is track 10 on Power Up, Systems Down. Money Shot, track 11 on Power Up. It is out now. Triple M hanging out with Angus Young from AC/DC.
And you got to play with the Rolling Stones in Sydney all those years ago. I mean, that would have been insane.
We were asked if we would go down to their rehearsal, and we didn't want to do that because we knew they'd probably be busy. And it was Ron Wood who actually grabbed us and said, oh, I'll take you in, and Keith's going to be excited to see you. So we went in, and sure enough, there he was, being Keith, you know. He is who he is, but he likes what he likes, and he was really happy to see us. And then me and Malcolm, we thought, oh, we'll go out, and we were just sitting on a flight case, you know, back, and we were just having a smoke, and out comes Keith just before they're getting on stage, and he said, I'm going to bring you on Rock Me. And he just said, what was the song? Rock Me, Baby. We're just going to do Rock Me, Baby. He goes, you'll get through it easy enough. It's Cincy. That's the key, the root key. But Mal says, Keith, shouldn't you ask Mick first? You know? Yeah, and then we got on and played away. So for us, it was a big thrill.
The final track on Power Up, you got to crank this one up, Code Red. We're hanging out with Angus Young from AC/DC on Triple M. The 12th and final track off Power Up, that's Code Red. Angus Young, it's been brilliant to catch up, and Power Up is the new album, and any AC/DC fan will be getting it right now. It also comes with a deluxe box as well, the Power Up box, which you can plug in and it lights up, and it really is an album worth waiting for, and we are so happy to get it out there.
It charges the batteries. That's what it does.
Before we go, I want to ask you about the name Power Up. Did that just come to you quickly, or did you think, hey, how appropriate is this?
I went through everything, you know, like titles and songs, and then I in the song realized there's the line, I've got the power to mesmerize, and it's the word power, you know, is a game. It goes back to the name AC/DC. We always looked at ourselves as that, a power, you know, an electric power. And so I just wanted another, if you could say, well, okay, what could you call AC/DC? And you just say, well, they're a power. And then I just thought something positive, power up. You know, when we get on a stage, we plug in the guitars and everything, you power up, and then we're out there.
Yeah. And it's also just so appropriate with the band From the Brink and powering up.
That's right.
With a brand new album.
Well, Angus Young, so good to catch up with you. It's great also knowing you've got Triple M cranked in the car with your wife Ellen, and a big hello to her as well.
All right. I'll give it the big greeting.
Yeah, do that. And once again, thanks for your time.
Okay then, Becco. Thank you very much.